you know, I'll be honest with you. I'm not all the way through watching all of these guys, but there seems to be obviously a good list of guys, guys that have had successful college careers, guys that have won a lot of games, played in different systems. So I'm enjoying watching these guys, and I think we have a long way to go. You know, it's a long process. I say this every year. It's a process that lasts a long time, and there's different stages to the process. Obviously, you know, you have the Senior Bowl and then, you know, the combine here. So it takes a while to really gather all the information and make decisions. And but there seems to be a good list of guys here.
What do you think about Hackenberg, and why was he so successful when he was a true freshman?
You know, I don't know, John. I'll tell you, he's a great kid, comes from a great family. We enjoyed recruiting him. I've known him since he was 17 years old. When he was at Fork Union. So I've known him for a long time, know his parents, his brothers. He's a humble kid. He's talented, smart, you know, good guy to be around, and I enjoyed coaching him his first year at Penn State.
Bill, since you already coached, do you evaluate him differently?
I think so, James. I mean, I know him. You know, I've been around him a long time, and some of these other guys I don't know. So naturally, you know, I know him a little bit better. It doesn't mean I evaluate him any differently. It just means that I just – you know, I've been around him a little bit more.
Could he be evaluated as a first-round?
You know, look, I think, John, again, I'm not up here to really talk about rounds. You know, I think it's more about, like, what is the type of player at any position that fits your team? You know, what is your team looking for at quarterback, at defensive end, at nose guard, at running back, whatever the position is? And then based on that, then you determine, along with Rick Smith, you know, where we're going to draft guys. I don't get up here and talk about rounds and things like that. I don't think that's what it's all about. I think it's more about what fits your team.
Do you think Christian has starter ability in the NFL?
You know, look, again, I'm just starting in on these guys. I think that Christian's a very talented guy, but there's a lot of talented quarterbacks in this league. You know, to stand up here and answer whether a guy has starting ability, I mean, it is very, very difficult to start at quarterback in this league. I mean, it's a very difficult league to be a starting quarterback in. And so, you know, I think it's more about evaluating the talent, looking at the skill set, thinking about what your team needs, what type of offense your team runs, who fits it the best, and you kind of go from there.
Bill, when you're looking at quarterbacks, you need character and leadership, those kind of things. What are the markers that you look for that you want to see when you're assessing maybe character concerns or leadership concerns in the quarterback process?
Well, I think one of the things about playing quarterback is you have to be a great teammate, and you have to be able to communicate with everybody on the team, with your coaching staff, with everybody in the building, you know, your general manager, your scouts. You know, when you're a quarterback in the NFL, you know, obviously you're the face of the franchise in many ways, and so you have to be a really bright guy, a hard worker, a good teammate, a communicator, a guy that can talk to teammates from all kinds of different backgrounds and try to bring guys together. And most importantly, you have to go out on the practice field and earn the respect of your teammates, and then go out and win games, which ultimately earns respect to your teammates and your team. So I think there's a lot that goes into that position. That's why it takes a long time to evaluate it. Say that again, John. Christian can throw the football. He's got a strong arm. He's a big guy. He's smart. He was able to learn quickly when we had him at Penn State. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I've talked to a few other guys at that position, not to get into all the list of guys that I've spoken to, but that are smart, that have good arms, that seem to be quick learners and things like that. So, again, it's a long process, and it's going to take a long time to figure out at every position what's the best fit for your team. Other than those things you just mentioned? Yeah, no, I think, again, I'm not going to get up here and give you a list of, there are so many different things that go into really every position. If you looked at our position descriptions that our scouting staff and our coaching staff have put together, I mean, you could take any position, and I could stand up here all day and tell you the attributes of a corner, a defensive tackle, a quarterback. I mean, it's a list that goes on forever and ever. And it's hard to find somebody that has all those qualities. You're trying to find the guys that best fit most of those qualities. So, you know, look, when you're talking about quarterback, obviously I just mentioned a lot of the things that go into it. You got to be able to throw the ball accurately. You have to be a good decision maker. You got to be a great teammate. You got to be a hard worker. You got to be smart. So there's a lot that goes into playing that position, and I just mentioned a few right there.